We are learning today Perek Dalad Mishnah Zayin.
Good.
We're up to Hikdash Kama, a person sanctifies Kama, Ufadu Kama, then he's redeems Kama, Chayiv is Chayiv. What does that mean? Let's see here the Rav. The Rav over here says, Rav Mishnah Zayin.
No, sure
there is no Rav. Listen to the picture. Sanctify Kama and you redeem it. Okay, here this picture 124. Look. 124. You sanctify it when it's attached to the ground.
He sanctified it and he was paid.
And then you paid it.
While
it's still. You're going to be chayiv. You have to be. You have to give. When you separate it, you have to give payah.
No.
What?
When you paid it, you have to pay it.
After you paid,
you're still chayiv.
Still chayiv payah. Right.
Even though you gave it to Hekdesh and it didn't belong to you while it was up.
Even though for a moment it did not belong to you, but since you redeemed it back, let's say Amarim, let's say you makdish bundles, upad Amarim, like in the next case, it was already bundles, and you redeem it. So what is Halacha? And you redeemed it?
While it was Amurim.
You're going to be chayiv. Why are you going to be chayiv? Because you're going to be chayiv. Same thing. Because since the bottom line is yichayiv and shichay, chayiv.
She came b'shas ha'imur loy loy hay shel hekdesh.
Because since
loy hay shel hekdesh.
Since ultimately you redeemed it, so therefore right now it's chulin. Therefore you chayiv
to not for shpeah. When it's in an imur, isn't it a chayiv and shichay when it's standing?
Both. No, shicha is mainly when it's in bundles.
Pay is
when it's standing.
So maybe,
shicha.
But he's not chayiv in pay, right?
Well, I guess not. Well, maybe you are. Let's
or
see.
You gave pay already?
You gave pay already? No.
Because it's in bundles.
Well, let's see what it says over here in the Rav. Kama upada amodim. It doesn't say there is no Rav. Amodim upada amodim. Chayiv. Yechayiv 127. What does it say? 127. It only discusses shicha. It's not discussing peya. I don't know what the answer is. He's not discussing peya. Let's assume yechayiv and peya also. Okay, let's assume because we learned yesterday. There's no
peya.
He said chayiv both. Okay, fine. Chayiv everything. That's the first case. No, that's the case when it's kama.
I'm saying we shall. That's what I'm asking over here.
Only shicha. There's no din peya.
Not
leket.
Because
those things. No, leket, yes. Leket is a zel bazach. Leket, you already passed leket. Once it's in a bundle, it's no longer shaykh and leket. Pashtus. The simple, peya is only when it's standing in the field. And leket is only. Peya is only when it's standing in the field. And leket is only when it's single stalks. Shichas bundles.
Okay, so that's the answer.
Okay.
Shechem shas ha'imu loy hava
loy
hayu shel hekdesh. Shechem chol shekein shechayv. Oh.
Oh, chol shekein shechayv v'echav shitach. Okay, so since you already chayv. Okay, that's the next case. But let's say kama podama. Let's say you mark this kama and you redeem it and you redeem it when it's amonim. Then for two, you're going to be exempt from everything. Why?
Shechem shechayv v'echav shitach. The next year, Benigdal Amurim, the Yais Brishus Hektish, Vachakach Podes Amurim, Miyad Hektish, Ptura, Hatfua, Mipaya, Mileket, Umishinko.
Why? Shabashas Chivas, Hoysa Ptura.
Right.
What does that mean? So we grab over here, it says called Kama Podes.
Shashiv Hatfua, Bemat Nasaniyam, the Hainu Bishas, Kitsovi Imor, Hoysashtu Tfua Shal Hektish, Haptura, Mat Nasaniyam. You hear? The Hainu B'Shas K'sir V'Amira Oysa Tfu Azu Shal Hektish. Would belong to Hektish. You with me?
Yeah.
But the
No touching
like this?
No, I don't like that.
No?
No, I used to have a guy.
Another one you flies.
Vaida.
Okay, so you're Oysa Tfu.
Kama Upade Amorim. If you Maktish Kama Amorim. Look at the Rav. The Mikra, the Matin and Katsira of the Rav. What?
Okay, go ahead.
The Mikra, I have to get you another copy that has the Rav. That's what I have to get for you. What am I going to get? I don't know where to get one of those sets. I don't have one of those sets. The Mikra, the Matin, do you have one of those sets at home?
My son might have.
Could you bring it, please?
Maybe. We'll see.
The new ones. The new ones. This is an old set. The mikra de matinan katsir nuchri, the pasad zmayat from the goy, me matinan nami katsir hegdash and hegdash lav katsir, it's not called katsira. Ul the inyan shikha pligra behudu rabbanon behegdish, kama podamodim. Okay, so similar over here, so we're going to call more put it from what? You put it from, so silver, you put it from
everything.
Okay, fine.
Right.
At the moment of the chiv, what's the moment of the chiv? The moment of the chiv is when you go, when you, and the moment of the chiv is when you,
Shabbashas chivos, so when you start cutting it down, right?
Yeah.
It was in the heck, this is what it's called.
You're sure.
Possession. Okay.
Okay, right, next. Kayotzibo, then the Sifsa Kayotzibo, Hamakdash Perosa Archlibo, similar person's Makdash Perosa Archlibo, Bohu,
Vanas Maestros,
Linian Loinas Maestros.
Somebody who's Makdash is Paris, right? Before it became.
In the Zman, the time of Maestros. Let's go over here the Rav. Hainu Miruach, what's Vanas Maestros? It means, oh, wait, wait. Archlibo, here it is, right. Hikdash Perosa Lufne Shegiu Lashas Chiuvum Bim Tumus Maestros. Now, what does that mean? Paya. Before the Zman. What does it mean, the Zman?
Before you cut it
Meruach.
Down?
Meruach. Meruach, no. Before you smooth it out in the silo. You smooth it out. Here. This is Zman.
Yeah.
Here it is. You see, Mishabo Loinas Hamasros.
I thought Loinas Hamasros is when you bring it into the warehouse.
Yeah, so this is it.
That's not the warehouse.
It's showing you that it is. You take this utensil and you make it smooth. Obviously.
That's a different time. It's not taking it into.
It's a later Zman. It's, huh? It's a later Zman.
It's a later Zman. It's a later Zman than they're putting it in the warehouse?
Yeah. No, it's a later Zman. Look, Higdish Peiro, Higdish Mahamakdish Peiros of Achaloi Bohu, Loinas Masros. This is Maisa, okay? We're not dealing with Peilach Shofar, we're dealing with Mahavan. We put it on and then you redeem it Chayiv. You're going to be same exact thing. If you go in your Makdish and you redeem it, you're going to be Chayiv. Mishabol, Loinas Masros.
The Higdish and Achaloi.
We need for. Also, you're Michayev because you're Machdash and you redeemed it. But Hegdishon at Shaloi Nigmuru Vigmoron Hagizbar Viacharkach Pidan Peturim Shabbashas Chayvos and Chayisa Peturim. Since the critical moment.
Machdash them and Shaloi Nigmuru Gomoron Hagizbar. What?
Higdishon.
What does that mean?
You makdish the peros.
That I know.
Actually, nigmu and before while they're still in the field. While
we learned that already.
Right, and then you gemar in hagizbar. You give it to the gizbar. The gizbar takes the peros from the field, and he brings it into the silo and he smooths it. So that's the moment when he brings it into the silo.
That's
and
that,
he,
that's this case.
No, there's a different case. You makdish it before.
Makdish peros actually bolan asamaisrus.
And then what did you do?
And then the pardon.
Oh, so you redeemed it. So you redeemed, and then you were gomron. So it was just hegdish for a few moments.
No, over here. Where the second case or the third?
This case, the first case of the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah.
The first case is where he was pointed. He was pointed before it became time before it came into the silo, whatever that thing is.
So therefore, when it came into the silo, was it chulin or was it hegdish?
It was chulin.
So you have a nicer?
It was not chulin. It was.
Yes, it was.
No, it says hik habakdash peros before.
Actually, boy. And then what did you do? And then what did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Read what it says.
I didn't do. Ooh, the hektish did it.
No, he didn't. Read the Mishnah. Upidon.
Yeah, b'shas. Yeah.
No, don't read the kati. No, that's the kati is confusing you. Yeah. Read the Mishnah.
If at food matas nanim.
Read the Mishnah. Kayotzebo. No, you left out a critical word. We look at the Mishnah. Hamakdish Perosav.
Just like this case.
Similar
right.
Case. Same principles are applied. But here we're dealing with Hegdir of Maisa. We're not dealing with Peya like a Shkapeya. We're dealing with Maisa. Read the words. Hamakdish Perosav. Ad Shaloibo. Before the Chayiv. Loinasa Maisa. Upidon. Don't leave that word out.
And then you appointed.
Immediately. Immediately, and you appointed immediately when it was still before the Zman of Maestros. Look, it's in the field. Is Chayv in Maestros yet? Look, just look at the picture. Look at the picture. Wait, don't look at the Kahati. You don't trust me. You don't trust me. Oh, and you marked this immediately.
No. The hefter be matnas in him. You part of a matnas in him.
But now you redeem it immediately. We're not doing shichu. We're dealing over here with meiser. What are you reading?
This is the part to know. You see,
reading the wrong mishnah. That's the previous mishnah. That's mishnah Zion. We're up to mishnah Ches. We're up to mishnah Ches.
I'm up to Zion.
We did Zion already. Oh my! No, what are you doing? We did Zion. We're up to Ches now.
Okay, so we did the wrong one. Kiyotzavoy. Actually, Bol and us, Hamakdis Peres of Actually Bol and us Maestros.
Oh, one. Listen, here, look, very simple. Kayotze bo, hamakdish perosav ad shaloi bohu le'oinoas hamasros. Look, here, you see this? Here the grain? Is it chayvet meiser?
No.
I was makdish it. It belongs to Hegdish. At this moment in time, it's not no gi halacha meiser because there's no chiv to give meiser. And then guess what I did? Look what it says. The next words, ufidu on. And then I redeemed it. So for a moment, here it is, I marked the shit, and I don't touch it. And while it's still lying in the field and it's part of my side, I now redeemed it. Now the question over here is, and now I take it into the silo, and I take this utensil and I make it smooth. What does it say over here? Chayavin. I'm chayav to give ma'aser. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you may think that since this grain, for a moment in its existence, was part of from chum and ma'aser, maybe it's going to be potter forever. Once already it was contaminated, it was erectile. Once there was already a tekufa, there was a period of time. No, it's not potter. Because the critical moment of when it's chayv and shum and ma'aser is this moment in time. In this moment in time, when you take it, and you take it into the silo, and you smooth it out, we ask the question right now.
Okay,
right now, are you chulid or are you hegdish?
Okay, right now.
You got it?
Yeah.
Chayv. However, let's say it's chulid, mishabol lo nasamashos. I don't get around to redeeming it until after already I smooth it out. So it's hegdish. So what is the halacha? Upidon, and then after I smooth it out, and now I redeem it, chayavin. I'm chayiv to give tshuva ma'aser. Why? Why am I chayiv to give tshuva ma'aser? Because at the moment...
It was already time to give ma'aser.
Because at the moment when I was chayiv to give ma'aser, it was hegdish.
I was...
No, it's a different case. You're not paying attention.
I'm listening.
It's a different case.
It's, I know
what
the case is.
It
was already
aligned
as ma'aser. That's why you're chayiv ma'aser.
I was not makdashit. It was chulin. Right now, in this picture over here, it's chulin. Huh? It's chulin.
And then I was poided.
Then I was first makdashit.
I said poided.
No, not poided.
Makdashit and poided.
So since the moment is chayv right now. But here's the circus. Hikdishon. But let's say I makdashit at shaloi nigmaru. I was makdash the paris when it was here.
Before.
And I did not get around a chance. Hikdishon at shaloi nigmaru gomorrah. And Gizbar, and then the Gizbar went, and then the Gizbar went,
yeah,
and then the
Gizbar.
The Achakach Pidon Peturim. Because the critical moment,
Truman Meister.
You part from Truman Meister.
Go ahead,
fight. That would do Meister. Because B'shas, the moment when you make it, you're chosen. Nishaloka, that's a pay of your Maharaj Zalish Poni Vani. You gather pay, and I want to give it to so and so. I'm one of so. It'll be Elizabeth, I'm a Zachalai. It works. I pick up the pay, I'm picking up this pay of Beshvil Yehuda. Okay, I'm picking up the pay in honor of a certain person.
Who are you? Are you the Baal Sada?
Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference who the person is. Let's say I'm an outsider. I'm a guest. Yeah, maybe I'm a Baal Sada. I'm a Baal Sada. Who cares who I am? Like,
Lord,
Baal
Sada, so it's an inside job.
Why? Inside job. So maybe who says you can't do an inside job? Okay, doesn't say over here. Mish look at a pay of Lama Harez Lishploni Oni 138 to 138. Here is an Oni, Osher is an Osher. Okay, he's an outside person. Okay? Outside person, not the Baal Asada. Okay, outside person.
Harez Lishploni. What is he kriching around? What is he kriching? What's it say his business? What is he kriching?
Wow.
That's what you would say. That's what your mother would say. Right? What is he creaking? Okay.
Right. Mi shalokad esapeh an osher. A rich man. Osher. He has inayim, shinayim, yadayim, and raglayim. That makes you an osher. If you can function in this world, inayim, shinayim, yadayim, raglayim. Mi shalokad esapeh v'yom ha-harei zelish ploni ha-ani. Rabbi Lezo, imer zocholoi. 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 So we should not do that. This is forbidden. This is a sin. The male, you have to go give it. He's trying to give it to this guy. You got to give it to the first one you come in contact with. According to Chacham, say no. Yitnenu lo anish nim sovishon. It works. Next, halakha shel rapei hachol narchich. Why? Because you don't want to do that. Let's see the Mirav. The Rabbi here says why. I can do it. Why? I can be mafko my assets. I can become an ani. Migu di boy mafko luchsechavi ani b'chazi lehash. Not because the different. I can do migu di boy zochel and avshay zochel and lechavrei. Two migus.
What's the second one?
The second migu is I can take it for myself. I can take it for myself.
Why? He's not an
ani. I'm an ani. I can make myself into an ani.
But you said that the first time.
That's part of all part of the migu di boy. That's all part of this concept. Migu di boy mafkilu nafsa havi ani v'chazla. If I want, I can make myself into an ani. I can be mafkilu in chazim. And once I become an ani, then I can take it for myself.
No, that I understand.
So once I can take it for myself.
What's the second
migu? Once I can take it for myself, I can take it for someone else. Once I can take myself, so migu di boy mafkilu nafsa havi ani v'chazla v'chash nami chazla migu di boy bozochu nafsa zochu nami chavi. But I'm not sabri. No, chad migu. I'm not trim migu. I'm not. Therefore, you can't. Me ani, you can't do it. But let's say we have two anim. Let's say we have over here. He's not. He's a real ani. The real thing. The real mukoy.
So Chachamim say that an usher can't do this.
But an ani can do it. One ani can do one. Okay, next. That's the whole thing. Okay. So me shlokim
like me.
What
do you
click
on?
Right.
So
you can't do it. Chachamim say
you can't. But you
know, therefore it doesn't work. Therefore you didn't learn the anim solution. Therefore, but you took it in your hand. You have to give it. You have to dispose of it immediately. You give it to the ani. You find first. Halakev shachvi apeh shal nachri chayim masros ela imkain chayim masros ela imkain hifki. What does that mean? You have a guy shal nachri masros tohel since vein nachri vechayim levo shal apeh havelu kishar tuvu shal nachri chayim maaser. So halakev shachvi apeh shal a guy is not shaykh and nachri chayim maaser. Therefore, the leket shachvi apeh itself is chayim maaser. Normally, leket shachvi apeh of a Jew is potter for maaser. It's hefka. You got that? When an ani goes into a field and he collects leket shechon peyah, he does not have to separate trumas and maestros from leket shechon peyah that he collects from the field.
Okay, so leket shechon peyah shall
not. We have a guy. Let's say you go into a guy's field. I go into a field that is owned by a non-Jew and I collect leket shechon peyah. Do I have to be mafish? The answer is yes. Chayim maestros. Got
why?
That?
Why?
Because it's not hefka.
I thought he doesn't have any chiyuv of maestros.
He does. We're following the one that says that a guy is produced in Eretz Yisrael is chayav in Trumas Maaser. That's the obviously the Shiddus Tana.
So what's the
because the leket
shechem what's the shaila then?
The leket shechem pay of a Jew is parted from Trumas Maaser. If I go into a Jew's field and I collect,
I don't think
it's hefker.
So what?
But if I go into a guy's field and I collect leket shechem pay, I have to be mafresh.
Why?
Because that's halacha. The whole sense we're not chayav leket shechem pay. Since a guy is not chayav. A guy owns property. He's not chayav. The whole the ain hanach hanuchri. Chayav b'leket shechem pay. Since a nuchri is not chayav leket shechem pay, have look a short tzvua shel nuchri. It's like other two of a nuchri shechayav is chayav ma'aser.
So it's like anything else. Why is he chayav? If it's like all other produce, why is he chayav leket shechem pay?
Why is he chayv lecha shechem pay? He's not chayv lecha shechem pay. That's exactly the point. A guy is not chayv lecha shechem pay.
A leket v'shechem pay should not chayv maishas.
If I go into the field,
there's no such thing as a leket shechem pay.
Why not? Let's say the guy leaves over. Let's say the guy leaves over in his field pay for the Jew. He wants to behave like a Jew. He leaves over the corner and he says to the Jew, "Jew, go take it." He leaves over lecha shechem pay. You have to be mafish shumas maishas. The Torah was mafkia. The din of Meiser from the leket shechem pay that came from the field of a Jew, but the Torah was not mafkid the chiv Meiser from the leket shechem pay that came from the field of a guy. Got it?
Eitzul leket.
Elim can't hifkin. Let's see who's mafkid. Unless the guy says, "You know what? I'm mafkid. If I'm mafkid, if I'm mafkid, then the Jew is chayv his potter." Is it what's called leket? What is called leket? Leket is hanoisha b'shas haketzira. If you leave over b'shas haketzira, look at the picture. Leket hanoisha b'shas haketzira. Leket. There it is. You deliberately leave over. Okay, I leave over. I'm sorry. Here it is. This on the ground. You see what's on the floor. There it is. See, I have a sickle. I cut down. What's in my hand is mine. What I leave on, I forgot.
Okay. What's
To leave over. Hanoisha, will you leave over?
Of course.
That's called leket. Single stalks that fall down the ground.
Do you guys what it is?
Yes. Yes, let's teach them what it is. Hanoisha b'shas ha-ketzira. Let's say you caught. Hanoisha b'shas ha-ketzira. Shibulim hanoifle b'shas ha-ketzira. Good. Hanoisha b'shas ha-ketzira. Shibulim hanoifle b'shas ha-ketzira. Next. Hayikaitzer kotsa m'loyodoy. Let's say you caught some m'loyodoy. 142, here it is. Tolash m'loy kumtsoy. What's that? 143. You don't use a tool. You use your fingers. Okay? He called kites enough on the other lorit, and then as you're working, you get hit by a thorn. Look what happened. He called kites enough on the other lorit, and that's not a leket. If you were cutting, tolash m'loy kumtsoy, he called or tolash malikum so, and then after you have it in your hand,
you dropped it.
Eko kites.
Because you got a kites. That's the
story. It's not called. It's not called.
He got hurt while he was doing it.
Tochayyad v'tochamagol lo aniim, whatever it is. Now let's see. Tochayyad eko kites. Kol ahechad enoish shemachmas ein oynis. Anytime that you left over because of an oynis, ein leket. This is the pasuk. V'leket tzircha ein leket el machmas kotsir. But let's say it's a chayad, a nesher koi. Kloimar to chayad v'noshar, to chamagul v'noshar, the nesher mito chayad mito chamagul lo aniim. What does this mean? To chayad, a nesher koi. Kloimar to chayad.
Do you know what a nesher is?
Nesher is leaving over. Nesher means to leave over. Leaving over. Kloimar to chayad v'noshar. From the back of your hand, so let's see, he shows you the picture to explain. It's in my hands. It's in the magul. You see in the magul. Because of the back of my hand, it falls down. Noshar, it fell down on the ground. Mibnei nidnut hayat, or achar hamago, the back side of the mago, it fell down. As I was moving the mago, it fell down. So these things are the achar mago, achar yad achar mago balabais. It's not called. It's not called leket. Good, you got it. Rosh hayat. The rosh. Aryeh shagaluf is the rosh.
Don't forget.
Here it is.
Right up
there. Look at the tip.
Can't hold me back now.
You know. You just incriminated yourself.
Good.
Weiter. Over here, look at it. Says rosh. Here, look at the picture. Here's the rosh. The tip. Rosh hayad.
Yeah.
That's the rosh hamag. Where's the rosh hayad? Where's the rosh hayad? Here, rosh hayad is the tip. You see the tip of your fingers? Rosh Espo Isof. Rosh Hayad, Rosh Hamagal, Rabbi Shmuel says lo aniim. It goes to the aniim, Rabbi Kiva goes to the Balabais. Let's have this Mishnah, hard Mishnah.
Rabbi Shmuel,
Rabbi Kiva,
what's the
Nafkamina?
What's the Machlaikis?
The Shail is the Rosh, including the inside, is the Rosh called the outside? Is the Rosh called the inside or the outside? Let's see what it says over here in the Mishnah. Ezehu leket. What is called leket? Hanoisha b'shas ha-ketzira. Okay, when you leave over b'shas ha-ketzira, it has to be b'shas ha-ketzira. Here we are. We are now b'shas leket is hanoisha b'shas ha-ketzira. You see, you're cutting, and while you're cutting, it falls down on the ground. Now, kotsa m'lo yadoi, tolash m'lo yadoi. Let's say you fill up in your hand, like in this picture, m'lo yad, and then all of a sudden you're hit by a thorn. And then he called kites enough on the other lorets harayim shabalabais. That's not called that because since it was an oinus. But let's say, but it has to be an oin. It has to be the reason. It has to be
harayim shabalabais. No, right.
Teichayad. Let's say it's within your hand. Teichamagul in the magul. Here's your teichamagul. Teichayad, and then it falls down, and it falls down laniyim. Achar hayad.
Did we say that teich before?
We didn't say it.
The first case.
What do you mean the first case? Yes, we're just explaining. It's an elaboration.
It's the same thing.
It's not an elaboration. Hanoisha b'shas ketzira, which means lafuki what? Lafuke, that it falls down, I don't know, at another point in time. B'shas to harvest. He's just coming to tell us details. Maybe there's some overlap. B'shas ketzira. Chotza Melo Yad and Talash Melo Kumtsoy in the Melo Yad of a tool.
Melo Kumtsoy.
This is part of the same
this last case.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. He
But he put this was teich also. Was in his hand.
He's just explaining. It just
was
elaboration.
In his hand and he dropped it.
Right.
So what's the difference between what's the teich case?
It's lafuki. What it's in the same moment.
Is it down here teich?
It's in your hands, or it's in the magel.
So teich is 144 is like 141.
Yes. He's explaining. Yes. Look. Picture 145 is exactly 141. This is an explanation.
Okay.
So Talash
Melo. Teich
already. Teich. Aniyim. Harayu Shlomo. Teich Ayav. Teich Amagul. Aniyim. Goes to the Aniyim.
Achayav.
Achayav. Amagul.
Lebalabais.
Lebalabais. Rosh Ayav. Tiv the Yav. Rosh Amagul. Rabbi Leir Shmuel Yishlo says Aniyim. Rabbi Kiva Meir Lebalabais. Chayrei Agmalim Shabaser. Agmalim Shabaser Hakam. The Chayrei Hanamolim. Hanamolim. The ant holes. Chayrei Hanamolim Shabaser Hakam. Harayu Shlomo. Lebalabais.
Does that mean?
The ant holes. Look, you see the picture? Look at this. There are holes. You see that? There are holes.
Okay.
Who made this hole?
Ants.
The ants. They store up. What are they storing up for? Because the ants think they're going to live forever.
Right.
They only need one of these things is enough for the whole life.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara talks about this. And yet they're obsessed, they're concerned what's going to be in 100 generations from now. So therefore, we look at this, and what do we say when we look at this? What's the hospital? We say, what a fool. This ant, its whole life expectancy is not going to be more than what it needs for one little thing. And how much does it need? It only needs a half of this thing to survive its whole life. So then we do the same thing. People, they save up enough money to live forever. They can be spending that time learning Mishnayos.
Good.
Okay. So whatever is in the hole, the ant holes, this is not for the poor people to take. It's not their property. Okay, the chori hanamolim.
I don't get it.
What don't you get?
We're talking about people who are cut down their wheat.
The poor people are going into the fields, and they enter the field and they find over here the chori hanamolim. Are they allowed to take it? Is that called?
Why would I think they're allowed to take it?
Because maybe that's called lekach shchampei. That's called lekach shchampei. It's leftovers.
How did I know it's chori?
They can see it. They can see it. They're not blind.
Of course they can't take it.
What?
Of course they can't.
Why not? Maybe that's called lekach shchampei. Maybe that's called lekach.
He's hoarding.
So the mission over here is telling us that it's not. The mission over here is telling us that whatever the animal, the hidden balbais didn't do this. The ants did this, so maybe the anim are allowed to take it. It's called lekach shchampei k'mashlo. No, this is not called lekach. And the poor, but they already harvested. In other words, they already did the harvest, and the people, the workers who did the harvest, did not bother collecting what's in the holes. Normally, when the people they harvest the field, they retrieve all of the grain that's in the holes.
So this is talking about by Peah?
Yeah.
This is Peah?
Yeah.
This is by Shikha?
Not Shikha. It's all the same thing. Leket Shikha and Peah, all big one happy family. Leket. Leket is collected,
it's collected after it's chopped down.
Right,
no?
So there's the Shikha is forgetting the bundles, okay. And Leket is collecting the single stalks of grain.
Peah is different.
Peah is leaving over in the
exactly.
Field.
Exactly. So,
so this is the din of Leket. Over here, you have over here these kernels, Leket. So this is a subcategory of Leket. And if you would think one would be misled to believe, one would be to believe that if you leave over these little kernels in these little ant holes, that this is a subcategory of leket.
No.
Kamash Malon, it's not.
It depends what it's saying.
What?
It depends where it's about.
It depends, right. Depends on if this left over at a later point in time, then
when?
Then it's not going to be.
When?
When? What do you mean when?
When is it okay to take?
It's okay to take if the workers have abandoned them. If you come into the field, you've done the harvest, and you see this lying on the ground, you're not allowed to take it. But if you come into the field, and the workers have cleaned a section of the field, and they just deliberately decided to leave over the grain that's in these holes, then the poor people are allowed to take it for themselves. What?
Hal yoinim.
Let's see. Hal yoinim akakoyachim, hal yoinim laniyim, v'achtayim shubalabais. What does that mean? So it shows, hal yoinim shalashahim luvam, what's the yoinim? They're white. The ones that are on the upper surface, are laniyim. Ve'atachtonim, the ones in the bottom which are dark. Atachtonim ayirukim. Shneitim lahashchev v'nikarim shem yishun. They're all that in the balbais. That belongs to the balbais. Hayem laniyim atachmon shem balbais. Rabbi Meir says, I call laniyim everything. Zimim shesafik leket leket. It's a safik. Nei balbais wants, does not want. The sivu anu lagerit hazev. Samanach lefneim shelchov. Therefore, it's there. So therefore, that's how the chaz of the mishnah. Chori hanamolim. The chori hanamolim. The holes of the molim. If it's within the kame, you have not yet harvested harim shel balabais. Don't touch. Yeah? Shala achar hakoitshim. But let's say we have the chorim that's lachar hakoitshim. So we hear, what is the halacha? Well, yoinim lanim, el yoinim lanim, betachtenim, betachtenim shel balabais. Right. And it says, hakolanim, shesfek leket leket. Okay? Let's chaza everything we learned today.
No. Let's go back.
No, we have to stop now. 30 minutes.